Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, July 9th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and dystopic ride it is. I wonder from day to day, you know, what can we talk about? What can I bring to you? What can I offer you that we have not already covered? It's not the headlines, that's for sure. The, you know, fifth column, fourth estate, whatever you want to refer to it as. I agree with Larkin, Texas sentiments, I think from time to time about, and I think it was back in 2013 when Lark said, you know, quit. We need to stop regurgitating all of this agitprop and information that's designed to socially engineer the general populace in ways that most people don't realize. And as Yuri Bezmenov told us, in many cases, even when people are given the facts, because of the Skinnerian operant conditioning that's already occurred, the, you know, Norbert Wiener cybernetic programming that has already occurred, most people won't believe you anyway. So let's stop feeding into that. So I'm going to try to do something a little different today, hopefully. And I thought we'd start off a little bit of humor because, you know, who doesn't appreciate humor? If you're not familiar with the YouTube channel Barricade Garage, I highly recommend it. It's an intelligent channel combining humor and important subject matter and in a very entertaining sort of way, I would say. And you know, there is that Latin phrase that I mentioned from time to time, castigat ridendo mores, laughing corrects morals. And that's sort of been flipped on its head by, you know, the late night talk show hosts and political pundits and so forth. And some people come back around over time, but this is a channel that I find very entertaining. So here's one of the entries from May 22nd. This one is titled, "This is what the biggest gang in the world does." Give this a listen. Go ahead, please.
"And that's because we gangsters. We can't let them fools from Trace Leche jump one of ours. The homie with the best retaliation idea is how we going G-slide. I got it. We could dress up in Nate colors, go to they hood, terrorize they community. That way, when we go to war with them, they own hood help us get them up out of there, cuz."
"Yeah, that sound like ideological subversion. I think I'm down with that, cuz."
"I got an even better idea. We can force sterilize that whole neighborhood."
"I was not expecting that."
"Right. Because if they women can't produce soldiers, then we'll eventually win this turf war, cuz."
"And I could falsify court documents indicating that he snitched and turned that whole gang against their own leader."
"And I got a homie in that neighborhood qualified to take his place. That's called regime change, cuz."
"Hey, cuz. Where the hell y'all getting these weird ass ideas from?"
"From the government, cuz."
"Yeah. But we still need to gain support from the rest of our homies. They might think our ideas are too radical."
"We can kill one of our homies and blame it on Trace Leche. Then all our homies gonna be on board, cuz."
"Yeah. Oh, you genius, cuz. Then we use neurolinguistic programming on our ally gang so they accept our narrative and go to war on Trace Leche with us, cuz."
"Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah, let's go tell the rest of the little homies."
"Yeah.
Ready for war. Where the big homie at? Hey, big homie."
Sisola Productions.
There you go. That's entertaining stuff. It's reality couched in humor. So, castigat ridendo mores. Hopefully laughing corrects morals. And from there, let's go back in time a little bit to an excerpt of Ronald Reagan's farewell address. And something that sort of lends itself to the transition to what's happening, what's been happening, the process of ideological subversion that Yuri Bezmenov talked about. And there are so many aspects of this that combine and coalesce. The way that Ronald Reagan put it in his farewell address, the patriotism that we felt back in those days, I remember, and it was something that many of us, myself, I will just say, above all, I took for granted. This patriotism that was, it was kind of a latent patriotism. It was in the ethos. Like Reagan said, you know, you could soak it up just about anywhere. It was everywhere. And that has changed. We don't see that anymore. And there was precisely the kind of ideological subversion that Yuri Bezmenov described. So how do we explain that? Is it an accident? Is it a coincidence? And of course, I would insist that that kind of precision, being an accident or coincidence, is statistically impossible. And if that weren't enough, I would say if it were an accident or coincidence, then we would see the occasional accident or coincidence to the contrary. Therefore, since we see a concerted effort on precisely the points that Yuri Bezmenov outlined when he started giving these talks, and when they came to visibility back in the 1980s, to see that becomes virtually impossible to argue that this is by accident. So here's an entry from PragerU last month titled "Reagan Warns America Not to Forget Our History." Go ahead, please.
Finally, there is a great tradition of warnings in presidential farewells, and I've got one that's been on my mind for some time. But oddly enough, it starts with one of the things I'm proudest of in the past 8 years, the resurgence of national pride that I called the new patriotism. This national feeling is good, but it won't count for much, and it won't last unless it's grounded in thoughtfulness and knowledge. An informed patriotism is what we want. And are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Those of us who are over 35 or so years of age grew up in a different America. We were taught very directly what it means to be an American. And we absorbed almost in the air a love of country and an appreciation of its institutions. If you didn't get these things from your family, you got them from the neighborhood, from the father down the street who fought in Korea, or the family who lost someone at Anzio. Or you could get a sense of patriotism from school. And if all else failed, you could get a sense of patriotism from the popular culture. The movies celebrated democratic values and implicitly reinforced the idea that America was special. TV was like that, too, through the mid-60s. But now we're about to enter the 90s, and some things have changed. Younger parents aren't sure that an unambivalent appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children. And as for those who create the popular culture, well-grounded patriotism is no longer the style. Our spirit is back, but we haven't re-institutionalized it. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise, and freedom is special and rare. It's fragile. It needs production. So we've got to teach history based not on what's in fashion, but what's important. Why the pilgrims came here, who Jimmy Doolittle was, and what those 30 seconds over Tokyo meant. You know, 4 years ago, on the 40th anniversary of D-Day, I read a letter from a young woman writing to her late father, who had fought on Omaha Beach. Her name was Lisa Zanata Hen, and she said, "We will always remember, we will never forget what the boys of Normandy did." Well, let's help her keep her word. If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. I'm warning of an eradication of that, of the American memory that could result ultimately in an erosion of the American spirit. Let's start with some basics. More attention to American history and a greater emphasis on civic ritual. And let me offer lesson number one about America. All great change in America begins at the dinner table. So tomorrow night in the kitchen, I hope the talking begins. And children, if your parents haven't been teaching you what it means to be an American, let them know and nail them on it. That would be a very American thing to do.
Do you remember America? If you read about it in a history textbook, you probably learned about a land of oppression, racism, sexism, income inequality, police brutality, and imperial wars. Aside from that, it was a great place. That is how America is portrayed in most American high schools and colleges, in America's media, films, and by its progressive politicians. In the words of filmmaker Michael Moore, America is a nation founded on genocide, built on the backs of slaves, and maintained through the subjugation of women to second-class citizenship and economic disempowerment. Is that America's history? Is that who Americans were and are? George Orwell said the most effective way to destroy a people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history. Orwell understood that history is much more than a collection of facts. History, and our understanding of it, tells us who we are as a people, in the same way your personal memories and experiences define and shape who you are. Wipe out your memory, and you wipe out your identity. When you raise a generation of Americans to hold their country's past in contempt by exaggerating America's faults and ignoring its triumphs, then they will have no respect for American institutions or the beliefs on which the nation is based. It hasn't always been this way. Until the last few decades, liberals and conservatives alike shared a common understanding of America's origins, its history, and its mission of spreading liberty within America and around the world. They recognized America as the country of the Pilgrims in Jamestown, of the self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence, of the individual rights won through revolution and secured in the U.S. Constitution. This was the country of the frontier spirit and of almost unlimited possibilities, the country that paid for the sin of slavery with the carnage of its civil war, of economic dynamism and endless invention, of unparalleled individual opportunity, and the country that defeated fascism and communism in the 20th century. Previous generations took all this for granted and reveled in it. So what changed? Starting in the 1960s, a new so-called progressive narrative took hold that sought not to uplift, inspire, and unite, but to demean, degrade, and divide. It sought to replace the pride of American achievement with shame. Ironically, this all happened while America was making extraordinary strides in civil rights, especially for minorities and women. But anything less than perfection, which can never exist given that every society is composed of flawed human beings, is now considered a total failure. And victims of the past are elevated as an indictment of the present. Along the way, all the classic American touchstones have been undermined. According to the progressive narrative, Christopher Columbus discovered America only to despoil it. The founders wrote the Constitution only to codify their ownership of slaves. The great captains of industry enriched themselves only by exploiting the poor. American traditions that were perfectly acceptable even a few years ago, pledging allegiance to the flag, singing the national anthem, even saying Merry Christmas, have been called into question, mocked, and sometimes banned. The outcome of this new nonviolent civil war between those who hold America and its history in contempt and those who, without denying its flaws, revere America, will determine the future of the American experiment, the new history we will make. Is America a country that was built by slavery, or a country that overcame and abolished slavery at the cost of 600,000 lives? Is America a country of rampant discrimination, or an accepting people in active pursuit of a more perfect union? Is it a country of grinding exploitation, or a land of limitless opportunity? The time has come to choose. How will you remember America? I'm James Robbins, columnist for USA Today.
And ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
All my life I've been so long. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all. In life and love, I've been a loser. And too many tears had to fall, and nothing but broken vows and promises. And now I'm so tired of it all. All I ever loved, I lost. Helpless, I watched my castles fall. Tomorrow brings nothing but sorrow. And now I'm so tired of it all. From here I know I'll soon be going, and no one will miss me after all. And up there I know I'll find content, 'cause down here I'm so tired of it all.
Okay. We there? Okay. All right, welcome back. A little delay there, a little technical glitch. Okay, so I want to move from there to listener mail real quick. And listener sends me this story that is related, the story of Oregon politician Jonathan Lopez sending himself the hate crime hoax story. Basically, the local station reported the story a couple of days ago. Umatilla County politician speaks out after police say he wrote racist letter to himself. And how many times have we seen these kinds of hate crime hoaxes? The truth is, every time this happens, and this is well, we'll talk more about this when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
So let's talk about this story real quick. Daniel sends me the story. This is an interesting thing too. My observation in this is that if you look up the story of Oregon politician Jonathan Lopez, you will find invariably that this story went viral almost immediately on July 7th and July 8th. For example, the Daily Wire, not surprisingly, has a story on this titled "Hate Crime Hoax: Oregon Politician Claimed He Received Racist Letter. He Wrote It to Himself." It's hard to imagine that you could, I mean, if you've tried to do something like this, if you've tried to gather background and write an article and have it submitted for editorial review and published. These things don't happen in real time. It takes time to put a story like this together, even just to find the images, to license the images, you know, again, to submit the story for editorial review. It's possible, if you have a team of journalists, to do these kinds of things quickly. But it's, you know, when this kind of thing happens in real time, it always kind of makes me scratch my head. And it seems like they do happen in real time, which reminds me, you know, of Bernays telling us that newsworthy events do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately for a purpose to influence behavior and actions, which again calls to mind Yuri Bezmenov's words. And what does this do? You know, it's fomenting the clash, the, you know, there is this clash of civilizations that's been planned, trying to collide all civilizations together to bring people along. You know, we hear this talk about the New World Order thing, and, you know, every once in a while Henry Kissinger is rolled out, or some kind of caricature or effigy of Kissinger is rolled out, and we hear the words of Kissinger, you know, or Gary Hart or George H.W. Bush or somebody. This phrase has been used a variety of times, particularly throughout the 20th century. But that is not the end game, so to speak. It's this journey, this progression. You know, that's just that's kind of a centralized command that allows the true Operation Warp Speed through transhumanism, through posthumanism, which is the end of you and I. And there are things that we can do. One of the things that I've been thinking a lot about lately is solutions. You know, what can we do in contravention to these things, not to be brought along, so to speak? You know, turn off the black screens is something that I've been talking about quite a bit lately, to reclaim our own independence, even if only psychologically, to reclaim your independence of thought and so on, to guard your emotions closely, because, you know, speaking of the channel Barricade Garage, one of the things that Ray Diggs does really well is mention the fact that your emotions are being manipulated. And it is that emotional manipulation to get people off balance and acting based on emotion that is the sort of operative tactic in this case. And so, you know, to guard your emotions, not to be emotionally moved, to understand that you know, the urgency and the immediacy that is communicated in a lot of this propaganda is intentionally designed to stir people up, get people excited, get people to act in an emotionally charged, unstable, unbalanced sort of way, just to sort of keep that in mind. And remember that this is part of a long war. You know, these are plans that were set in motion more than 100 years ago. And, you know, whether it's, I mean, when you consider the history of, you know, I mean, for heaven's sake, you know, you go back to the turn of the 20th century, Birth of a Nation, for example, originally called The Klansman, 1915, silent film by D.W. Griffith. This is how far back this fomenting of chaos and civil unrest goes. And it goes back further than that, actually. You know, because again, I mean, I've talked several times about how the roots of the, or the seeds of the Civil War were being planted early on, and even through the Jackson administration and before, you know, 20, 30 years before the Civil War erupted, the seeds were being planted, and the fomenting of civil unrest and the pitting of sides, you know, to collide North and South, to tear, to irreparably sever and balkanize the United States along these lines. And even the founders themselves, you know, Thomas Jefferson, and I could see an argument for Jefferson trying to sort of deflect on the issue of slavery and related discussion. But that notwithstanding, there was discussion about what to do about this issue. And there was dialogue to the effect that we have today. You know, these documents say, we wrote in our Declaration of Independence, for instance, that all men are created equal. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so they were having dialogue amongst themselves, even then, saying, well, this is disingenuous. This is hypocritical. What are we going to do about this issue of slavery? And it wasn't just a particular demographic of folks, as we've sort of touched on in this broadcast. But the point is, this has been a long war, and we won't fix it overnight. So to get sucked into this urgent hysteria, yes, there is a four-alarm fire in America. Yes, I think that we all should try to do our part to extinguish the flames. And I think that happens a lot more by, you know, focusing on the things that I mentioned. For example, you know, passages in the Bible, Philippians 4, for example, you know, I think I mentioned this yesterday, Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things, which is sort of the antidote or the opposite of an antidote to cultural Marxism, which we see all around us. You know, everything is bad, therefore it all must be burned down. And there is no end to that insanity until there's nothing left. That's how it works. It's a mind virus. It's a social virus. And it's proven very effective ever since Moses Hess influenced Marx and Engels. And, you know, even before, I mean, the Owenites is something we've discussed on this broadcast. Anyway, it's an old battle. And these tactics and methods that have been tried and tested and proven true are used and reused and recirculated, which brings us back to this hate crime hoax. And it's always this. When we see these stories, I mentioned this within recent weeks, which I'm sure is probably why Daniel sent me this story, and I appreciate it. But it's this is how this always goes. It's never there is no, you know, systemic racism in America. It's an established fact. You know, there's another prominent high profile radio host, performance artist, in the area of this network who has done a good job of pointing out, he and his folks, that every time you hear about some kind of white supremacist group or something of that fashion, usually the FBI is lurking somewhere close by. In fact, usually it's a COINTELPRO front group. Usually how that goes. That's an established fact of history. Time and time again. You look into those stories and the FBI is always there. There's an agent, there are informants, etc. Kind of like, you know, Gladio B, same kind of thing. You know, every time there is a radical, and you notice how these things go in cycles, which is, that should really tell us all we need to know. Do the so-called Muslim terrorists go on vacation when there's a coronavirus, or, you know, when white supremacists show up, do they take turns? Does the coronavirus bow out for Black Lives Matter? And then when Black Lives Matter is done, then, you know, white supremacists show up and, you know, Muslim terrorists are waiting in the wings saying, you know, when is it our, okay, now it's our turn. It obviously, that's absurd. But we see one stratagem advanced, and then another, and then another, so that people's attention is fixated on each one of these. And it's kind of like a synthesizer, you know, adjusting the dial so that you target each demographic. I keep mentioning Dr. Afia Siddiqui's name lately, and in the example of her, I mean, a brilliant woman, Pakistani born, Western educated woman, invited to attend MIT on scholarship. Very brilliant woman who said, and I mentioned, you know, her because obviously very intelligent, very, I would say, discerning and discriminating in her thought and her faculties, her ability to think critically and to discern. And she was hearing when she came over here that Muslim people were being converted to Christianity by the American government, the American military specifically, at gunpoint. And this is a woman who I think would not say these things lightly. And so I say that to say that someone with, you know, that kind of intellect to be fooled. And some will say, well, what about, you know, you mentioned Chamath Palihapitiya every once in a while as an example, you know, at his Stanford Business School talk, saying, you intellectuals, you're probably the most susceptible to this. Wouldn't she fit the bill? Yes, of course. But I'm just saying, she's a very intelligent, discriminating woman when it comes to information. She's obviously been around the world. She knows a thing or two. And for her to be taken in by that kind of a fraud, and there are a variety of reasons you might say, well, of course she might be, but still, just consider the fact that this is not a dumb, naive, uneducated person. This is a very intelligent, you know, person who's traveled the world, been invited to attend one of the premier universities of the world on scholarship and invited. She's no dummy, is the point. So for her to be taken in by this lets you know the level of sophistication and the specificity by which people are targeted and different demographics. And so that's what ends up happening. You know, you have to bring everyone along at the same time. So you target this group and that group, and you do it through the national and international mass media as you centralize command and keep sort of bumping that upstairs, so to speak, as you continue to centralize and centralize. And so that's what's been happening. But this hate crime hoax stuff is a kind of a staple in the agitprop – trunk of tools, basically, or the tool set, the agitprop tool set. And just when things might settle down or when you need to spark something, you have some letter go out and, oh my goodness, this sparks outrage and how dare you. And it's emblematic of systemic racism. And look, this is proof once more that we haven't conquered this. And there's a huge uproar. And typically what happens is, as with stories like this, whenever there's a correction or a retraction or anything like that, that doesn't get as much coverage. But in this case, this is sort of revelation of the method stuff, I think. When you start seeing more and more... We're headed into a break. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. You know, some folks have observed, whether it's, so many folks have observed, I want to say, guys like Jason Riley, guys like Niger Innes, so many others. Who else am I thinking of? Thomas Sowell, Walter E. Williams. A lot of folks have observed, I think the way that Jason Riley put it, though, if I remember correctly, is that the civil rights movement has become a civil rights industry and it's job security. Even Booker T. Washington made that observation. And I don't remember exactly how he put it, but it's not new information, basically. You know, the civil rights movement is a civil rights industry that relies on fomenting this kind of unrest because, you know, in simple terms, it's job security in a sense. And this was always intended to be that. That's just a means to an end. You know, there was a time when some people might argue that certain groups had a legitimacy. Others of us might say, it was always, you know, disingenuous. But, you know, you have organizations like Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the ACLU, NAACP, and now these, you know, these other, again, it's like the reticulating Jaws and the Alien, you know, another group and another group. Black Lives Matter, obviously, you know, founders avowedly Marxist. You got the fist. People say, well, you know, they don't have anything on their website. And where do you think that fist came from? I mean, that's the operational orders or the, you know, the Otpor, Serbian, you know, color revolutionary fist that ties back to Gene Sharp and, you know, the CIA, State Department, USAID, National Endowment for Democracy, et cetera, Albert Einstein Institute, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of these groups are designed to feed into this communitarian agenda to basically censor everyone. And again, like I was saying yesterday, you know, to destroy individuality, individual thought and critical thinking and so forth, and basically to make it seem as though individual thought and speech is hate speech, synonymous with hate thought and hate speech. That's where that's going. Hopefully that makes sense. I'll wrap that up and we'll go to the phone and come back. Stick around. Second hour, coming up right after the short break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.